Pilgrim, how you journey?
Sing with me.
On the road you chose to find out why the winds die and where the stories go. All days come from one day. That much you must know. You cannot change what's over, but only where you go.
What up, what up, what up, what up, what up, what up, homies? Good day, homies. Good day. I think that's stuck. I would go with that. So, let me just go straight to this. Oh, the singing part will be a constant feature. If you hate my voice, sorry. You can just skip every time I start the episode because I'm going to sing. Now, this episode one of Utopia, 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 Utopia. Keep that in mind. Utopia, a place of peace and love. Today, I'm not sure it's going to be that place. It's going to be very unpeaceful. But it's unpeaceful at word. Anyways, English is not my first language. So, let's get right into this. Please like this, subscribe to this, comment. Feel free to tell me what you think. Stop listening to love songs. That's basically the title that you saw. I hope it piqued your interest enough for you to come and listen to this. Now, I'm not going to waste your time by beating about the bush, giving you a long history about how love songs have affected people. I have no statistics whatsoever. There's a personal feeling. My podcast, my feelings, my perspectives. Now, there's a perspective I feel no one has touched on, and most people are ignorant of it. And that's why I want to share this with you. Now, if you are married, this is not for you. Shout out, Leso. Stop listening. This is not for you. This is for those who are not married, who want to go and get married, who are in relationships. This will serve them more. But if you want to still listen, feel free. Again, shout out, Leso. So, let's do this. Why did I even think of this? Because I had a quote that says, I'm sure you've heard it before, a very popular quote that says, are you in love with the feeling or the person? And it usually continues like this: when the feeling stops, would you still be in love? A good question, right? Now, this is why I feel that basically Wendy Shay and Westlife are making you feel that you are in love. A fragile heart. That is the reason why you think you're in love. Like, think about it. Westlife, Whitney Houston, what's the other one's name? Celine Dion. These people, I swear, these people are responsible for a lot of high divorce rates. The damage they are causing, it's not even a joke. Now, talking about a joke, I am not Charlie Chaplin, for your information. Neither am I Kujo Sheldon or anyone. I'm not here to fool around for you to laugh. No, if you laugh, plus. But that's not why I'm here. I'm here to spit facts to you, to tell you facts concerning something that bothers me a lot. As I was saying, I feel Westlife and all those who do love songs are basically responsible for high divorce rates. We talk about it always. Think about it, that we say gangster music, because they preach violence in their music, is the reason why people go around committing homicide and people just kill each other and all that. Because we are saying that music ignites in you a certain feeling, and that feeling can be good or bad. And I think it's high time we held R&B singers or people who do love songs responsible for all the nanamas and all the breakups that have come, the heartbreaks and all that. It's high time we held them responsible for this. They are causing a lot of damage with their songs. Now, earlier I mentioned Westlife Whitney Houston, Celine Dion, and people who were born in the 2000s might not know these people. Sorry. For you people, dear me, I blame Justin Bieber and Selena Gomez. And in Ghana, for those who are Ghanaians, fully Ghanaian, I blame the Wendy Shea, Sefia, Mugis, Kwabena Kwabena. They are the cause. These people are causing trouble with their songs. And that's what I feel. Now, what I want us to do is to find a way to stop the feeling, that exciting feeling that we have when we think we have found someone we love. I want us to stop that feeling right at the beginning or somewhere in the relationship just for a while and see if we will still love the person without that feeling. Because that feeling is mostly as calm. That is basically from the songs you are listening to. So basically, what's life is telling you you are in love? This life is unbreakable. What's life is telling you that? It is not unbreakable. That's basically the point. Because even think about it. Just think about this for a second. That most of the words that we use when we are in a relationship, most of them are from love songs. Trust me, you are not making them up. You are not Romeo. Don't lie to yourself. Everything you say to that girl, everything you say to that guy, you have heard it in a love song before. And that's the only reason why you are using it. So basically, you are relaying a message or passing on a message that you heard from someone. That's all you are doing. It's not coming from your heart. The person who you listened to made you feel a certain way and it was a nice feeling, so you want to pass it on to someone so that the person can also feel that way. That's all that's happening. That's all you are doing. Have you ever told your partner, let me give you examples. Have you ever told your partner that I will love you to the moon and back? That's from a song. Dolly Parton said that. Or you've told your partner that you bring out the best in me. If he has said that in a song. Like, just think about it for a second. And from now, as you are listening to me to whenever you say something romantic to your partner, just try to remember if it actually is not from a love song. And you notice that it actually is from a love song. You tell your partner, baby, never leave me. Have you heard of this Kwabena Kwabena song that says, "E inti so mi muye"? That's the exact translation of "baby, never leave me." So basically, Kwabena Kwabena told you this. You liked how you felt when you listened to those words. And you're just passing it on to someone. So I feel most of the things we say when we are under, you see, listen to how I'm referring to love songs like they are some drugs that we take, like cocaine or something. When we are under love songs, when we are under the spell of love songs, we are basically saying things that are from love songs and nothing is really coming from our heart. And then eventually, when the feeling stops, because it is only temporary, and then we claim that we have lost the love, and then there's a heartbreak. We are heartbroken. And that's just what happens with love songs. Why do you think that in the past there were no high divorce rates? True, there may be other factors that support that. That may be the reason why there were no high divorce rates. But I think love songs not being there is a contributing factor. Romeo wasn't listening to Akwaboah. saying, I will love you, wanna marry you, can't live without you, you're the only one, you're my diamond girl, I wanna be with you. Romeo wasn't listening to Akwaboa. So Romeo's love for Juliet was pure. Noah, Abraham, they were not listening to love songs. So their love was pure. Because think about it. If you hear this love is unbreakable, it's a mistake, who would you think about? Your father, your brother, your mother? No. By all means, if you have a partner, that's the person you think about. So basically, that song will make you feel like your love is unbreakable. It is unmistakable. I don't even know if that's a word. And then when you feel that way, you feel you're in love. You even start planning your wedding in your mind, thinking about the love songs you dance to at your wedding. It's all a scam. A big scam. And it's sad that most people are under the spell of love songs, thinking they are truly in love. But they are not. The love song is making them feel a certain way. And that's why when they stop listening to this love song, they might stop feeling this way. And that's why I want to challenge all my listeners. I want to throw this challenge to all my listeners. Stop listening to the love songs. Now, love songs are good. They are nice. For married people, it can heighten your love for your partner. But for those who are in a relationship, who are starting a relationship, who are thinking about marriage, stop listening to love songs. Not forever. For a while. And see if you still love this person that you claim to be your world. Another quote from another love song somewhere. Just do this and figure it out for yourself. Let me know what you figure out.
In this. So, I couldn't get everyone to share their opinions on this, this beautiful subject. But I got a couple of friends with me to share their opinions with me. I just like to listen to what they say, and I say Nyansa ni back for Timothy. Just see if my opinion makes sense and all that. So I have Arnold Boateng here. Arnold Boateng is a 2-time Grammy winner. He was nominated for the Oscar recently, and we hope that he wins. So we are looking forward to that. Let me ask Eleanor Opara. Eleanor Opara.
Hi.
Who's related to
Oprah? Hey, Olivia.
but because she doesn't want to be known as Oprah's granddaughter, she decided to change the name to Opara. So
yeah,
with that. And then we have finally Nane Fia, who is a mogul.
Hello.
Yes.
Yeah.
CEO of Afro Lady Wigs, Afro Lady Bags, Afro Lady Perfumes, whatever you want concerning.
And thank you.
And what? And what?
Afro Lady Wedding.
Yes. She's for all that. She's for all that. In fact, she'll say her number right now. So in case you need anything, then you could contact her and then she could hit you up with it. So if you
So you can reach us on all Instagram, on all social media platforms, especially on Instagram and Snapchat. So my handle on Snapchat is Ifia_Ifia, or the Afro Lady store on Instagram, or Afro Lady Wigs on Instagram, or Bukie_Trent on Instagram. Also my number.
Yeah.
My WhatsApp number 024 575531 or 020-770-3838. You can reach me on both numbers. Cool. We are ready to send you to full satisfaction.
Yeah, so she did for you. She did for you. Anytime you need her, just hit her up.
Yeah.
So not to waste any more time, let's just get into this. You've heard my opinion on this, on why I think people should stop listening to love songs, especially people in relationships should stop listening to love songs. And I just wanted to see your opinion on it, whether mine made sense, whether you had any counter opinion and all that. So who would like to go first? Any of you could just go first and just talk this through.
I don't think people should stop listening to love songs.
Okay. People in relationships, that is.
People in relationships,
yeah,
should not stop listening to love songs.
Because
I don't see how a love song or listening to love songs should affect your relationship either negatively or positively. I feel like if you allow that to happen, then you're just being naive in the relationship.
Okay, so do you agree with the fact that music messes with our emotions or has an effect on our emotions?
Music has an effect on our emotions, but I don't know, nothing like you shouldn't allow it to go to that extent to making certain decisions and stuff in your relationship.
Okay, so you don't believe that there's ever a point where love songs could make someone feel that they are much more in love with someone. You don't agree with that?
It's a 50-50 thing. It depends on the individual. Like, my point is, why would you let a music, like a love song, make you feel like you are more in love with someone else than the partner you are with currently? Like,
it's not about letting know. It's not about
explain
letting
it to me.
It's not about letting yourself be moved by this. It's something that happens unconsciously. That's why I applied it to gangster music, where I said that basically it's not like people are going to kill people and then they remember Lil Wayne's song and then they kill the person because of Lil Wayne's song. No. But it's something that has taken place unconsciously in your mind. And so when the opportunity comes, you make use of it. In the same way, I feel that we listen to a lot of these love songs, and when we see those we are in the relationships with, it makes us feel like we should communicate a certain way to them. It makes us feel like we love them more, even though we may not, and all that.
Well, I want to see what the rest have to say about it.
Okay, no problem. Thank you very much for your opinion. We will come back to you. Anyone else who would like to share theirs?
Okay, I'll go now.
Okay.
Yes, so I think it's 50-50. You know, music, like you said, it stirs up emotions, no doubt. Sometimes you listen to certain music and it makes you cry, just the same way you watch even movies, and then sometimes you are moved to cry. But I personally wouldn't let music influence me in a relationship, in a sense that most of these things portrayed in music are fictional. They are things that they don't happen in real life. That's not how it is in real life. In real life, it's a different ball game altogether. Because yes, that is when you get to see, you know, music portrays, especially
if, love songs, if you're saying that in real life, no love, yeah, no, they choke. It's because we have a popular song,
not
right?
Not necessarily.
This love, it choke. It doesn't happen.
It chokes at one point, at another point, it unclogs itself.
Okay.
It chokes when everything is all rosy. But, you know, it's not always rosy every day.
Yeah.
There are going to be problems. You are going to encounter problems, smaller problems, bigger problems. There are going to be days you guys are going to laugh. There are going to be days you guys are going to cry. But like you were saying, like Westlife, Whitney Houston and all that. You know, sometimes their love songs portray that everything is all rosy from beginning to end. There's no problem.
Yeah,
to me, that is not how it is. They don't actually give people their real picture of. That is why people listen to those songs, they enter into relationships, and when they follow or are influenced by such people, eventually they take them as role models. So when they follow those songs or imitate these people, their kind of lifestyle or the kind of lifestyle portrayed in the song, that is when the relationship begins to collapse. Because when reality sets in, they are lost. Yes. So to me.
So you agree with me that it's possible that music will make someone feel like they are in love at a certain point.
I agree with you. I agree. The same way when you listen to violent music, you tend to start to practice what you listen to, sometimes unconsciously.
Yeah.
You start to do it. And you wouldn't know until somebody tells you. And that is when you check the music you listen to, you realize that it's starting to have an influence on you.
Yeah.
Yeah. So in my opinion, I think I support you. I support whatever you said. Yes.
Okay. So one for me then. Olivia, in your face. So cool. I think now, Alon, what we can go for us? Alon, what do you think?
Yes. Okay. So I am against that notion.
Okay.
So I feel love songs are written to express emotions, right?
Yeah. True.
And to get a listener to feel something. And me personally, I like love songs because I can often relate to them.
How?
I couldn't
how
relate to a relate song to about
space. How do you relate to them?
Like example, I cannot relate to a song about space exploration. It is nice and all that, right? But it has no connection in my life.
Okay.
But you see, with stuff like love, anger, sadness, joy, nostalgia, stress, fear, these are things that I can relate to quite well, with love included.
Okay. So do you agree with me and that do you agree with me that even if you may not feel sad, it's possible that a certain song can make you feel depressed? Do you agree with me on that note? That you can listen to a song and immediately you just feel depressed, or immediately you remember an ex and then you just break down just by listening to the song. Has this ever happened?
Yes. Ah. It has, but it's not always, but you see, but it's not always the point, because men can be being sure. Humans are always prone to love, you know. Humans are always prone to love. You don't necessarily have to have like a romantic partner or a crush in order to feel love.
True. It is very true.
Yes. Me like this, I'm very emotional and I'm a romantic person, even though
Allah.
I will not believe it, but I know I am.
Allah.
And even when I didn't have any like crush or girlfriend at the time, I still loved listening to love songs and I could easily relate to the lyrics.
How were you relating to
but
it?
See, when we are in
if you didn't have a partner, how were you relating to it then? Because if I'm thinking about it in the sense that if you are listening to what song, Crash, should I even mm-hmm. think of? A fierce song. You bring out the best in me. You bring out the best in me. When you're listening to that song, what are you relating it to? If you are not, uh-huh. if you don't have a partner, what are you relating it to?
You see, this is what Hannah, my point in Ebana say.
Uh-huh.
If she was singing a song that was relating to her at that moment, like you bring out the best in me.
Uh-huh.
Probably I will not relate to.
So at that point, you're not relating to me.
At that moment. But so I will not go and listen to that if you have song because I'm not relating to it.
No, so are you telling me that you only listen to love songs that you relate to?
Yes, yes, of course.
Okay.
That I relate to.
Okay.
Yes. But you see, sir, at the end, sir, when we are in a relationship and we listen to like a lot of love songs, and what we do is that we tend to imagine our partners whilst listening to
exactly songs, and our
feelings might be a bit intensified. That's the only difference.
That's the point. That's my point. That's exactly my point. That basically, when you're in a relationship and you listen to these songs, they naturally heighten your love for the person. And I think you can attest to that. Yeah, I'm listening.
Oh, yes, that one I am. But it's not necessarily bad. In this sense, it's not. You see, like they can be like tools. You see, they can be like tools. It is the way the individual uses those tools, is what can make it bad or good. Uh-huh. I don't know if you get uh-huh. what I'm saying.
So my whole point is this. That's why I said in so what I said earlier.
The issue
yeah.
I had here was that you cannot blame the Nicki Minaj's, the Jennifer Lopez's and all that like it is their fault. It's not their fault. It is the fault of we, the ones listening, who don't know how to comprehend.
Oh, but daily we blame Ice Cube and Dr. Dre because they've done gangster music, and Eminem for doing gangster music for people to actually do perform violence in one way or the other. We blame them, right? Or you don't blame them?
I don't blame them.
Okay. If you say you don't blame them, that's fine. But I know daily people blame them for these things. So that's all I'm saying, that these people who do love songs, also we should look at them. I'm not saying we should arrest them or anything. And back to what you were saying earlier, that I'm not saying that you shouldn't listen to the love song. As you mentioned, a tool, you can make use of it. So all I'm saying is, if you're ever in a relationship, try to stop listening to it for a while and see if you feel the same way towards the person. That's all I'm saying.
Oh, okay.
A while can be 2 months, 3 months, anything. That's all I'm saying.
It's relative. A while, yeah.
Uh-huh. That's Olivia, do you want to say something? I think you're muted.
No, continue.
Okay. So that's basically all I'm saying, babe. I don't know if Ifia has said she agrees with me, but I think Arnold and Olivia don't want to agree with me. I don't know what I've done.
Yeah, I 100% agree with Arnold. Everything okay. Arnold said, I 100% agree with him. And something Ifia said about love songs being fantasies and stuff like that. Sometimes one thing people who listen to these songs too should realize is that some of these musicians, they are writing the song based on their own personal experiences.
Exactly.
So whatever they went through in their relationship or something is what made them come up with the lyrics to write the song in the first place. So you can't be like, that's why Arnold said he can relate sometimes, but you can't be like, it's because of the song the person sang or something. That's why you are doing this in your relationship, or that's how you feel like maybe your partner is not this way or your partner should be that way.
So you see, the point is that I get what you're saying, but the point is that we are not saying that the whole love is entirely based on that. I'm saying that it plays a part. The love songs play a part in it. As in, it ignites the emotions of these people. So even if this person is someone who is bad and the person has done something bad to them, like, because the love song is making them feel like they are in love so much, they may overlook it. In the same way, a gangster, someone who listens to gangster music a lot, in the same way that person, it's not that this person they are killing has really done anything to them, or this person they are hitting has really done anything to them. It's just that unconsciously they have been programmed that if someone disrespects you, you're supposed to take an action. The same way, I feel unconsciously, these love songs program us in the sense that if you are in a relationship with a partner, you're supposed to feel this way towards this partner, no matter what.
Nope.
With the whole unbreakable, unmistakable love songs. that's what I feel.
But do you know people in like healthy, stable relationships, to rebut your point, some of them listen to breakup songs and then like they cry to the breakup songs and everything. Meanwhile, they are in a healthy relationship. There's nothing wrong in their relationship or anything, but they are listening to breakup. It is very true.
Who in a healthy relationship will listen to breakup songs and be crying? What are you crying for?
Oh, yeah. Trust me.
It's about
just like how you said music moves us. You can watch a movie.
Is crying, if something will make someone cry, it's only because they are trying to put they are trying to put themselves in that situation. They have been in that situation before. So maybe they are crying not because of their current relationship, but Omaka said, hey, boy be on me Jimmy once. Like this song.
No, some breakup songs, like I've never been in a breakup, like I've never been in a relationship or have a breakup with anyone, but I can listen to a breakup song and then start crying. Okay, I won't cry, but I'll be like, damn, this song.
Because you are not crying because of anything. It's only because maybe the thing is sad. Okay, like I watched My Name is Khan and I almost cried. Let me not say I cried. I'm a man. I don't cry. Which is another thing we might talk about another day, because I know people will bash me for saying a man shouldn't cry. But I watched My Name is Khan and I almost cried. Not because I was facing what Khan was facing. By the way, that is an Indian movie. Not because I was facing what Khan was facing, but it just felt sad. Okay, that is not what I'm talking about. What I'm talking about is the good things it makes you feel, which may not really be the case, but because of the love songs, you are feeling this way. Kuku, what's up?
I wanted to put down some points.
Yeah.
I was like, you see, as humans, we like the feeling of being understood, as well as knowing that someone else feels the same way as we do. So when we are in love or we are happy about BBO, it will often have the impact on our choice of music.
Yeah.
Like when we listen to like we like listening to songs that we reflect how we are feeling, because it's someone feelings and speaks our mind. Either through the songs that we listen to, or the lyrics, or the lyrics. So it's the same when like we feel sad or depressed, right? We have the tendency to listen to music that is more slow paced and has lyrics that remind us that it is okay that we are feeling a bit down, and that
I
things
remind
will be alright.
You, I like the way.
Yes, and you see. Typically, we listen to music, listen to during like some hard times that we passed in our lives. And I think there are reasons for that. One is that we like the feeling of like the old times. And therefore, we listen to music that reminds us
of our lives. You, again, you have used it. The reason why I'm stressed on the remind is that the same point I'm trying to make that love songs remind you in a sense that you are in love. That's what I feel.
But
they remind
it might not
that
be
you
that,
are in love.
But
and
it might
you,
not
know,
be
you know
that,
what the problem is with that? The problem with is that I have with that is that at that point in time, maybe you may not even be in love as you claim to be because of that love song. You may not even be in love like that, but because you've listened to so much love songs and all that, it reminds you that, hey, you are in love. But you may not even be, the person may even be fooling towards you, but it is reminding you of all the nice times you people had together. And in a sense, you feel that you are still in that same situation. You regain that feeling, just as someone who listens to depressed and songs about depression will feel at that moment like they were at that point in time where they were depressed. The same way someone who listens to love songs will feel at that point that they are still in love, but they may not be.
Okay, and another reason too could be that the person likes the beat, the sounds, or even the voice.
True, but all I'm saying is that it will still have an effect.
Particularly on the way. Oh, like me just liking the beats or the voice behind.
By all means, listen to the words.
I'm not paying attention to the words. I'm just enjoying the groove and everything.
That's the point.
That one is not.
Yeah.
I don't think I'll be so emotionally invested in it. What do you say?
That's the point I'm trying to make. That one is not you consciously paying attention to the lyrics. So it's your brain. All I'm trying to talk about is something that happens unconsciously. So it is your brain that is paying attention to the lyrics, not you. So it's not like you are intentionally listening to the lyrics, but it is ringing in there somewhere and it will stay there.
Well, I feel sad, Charlie. They don't influence me that like in that sense. Nah.
Ayo.
It has more to do with how Anipani tear, you know. Other than the people who sang the songs being the reason why people are like behaving like this. What do you have to
say? Ayo, me dear, I still blame them. But thank you very much for your opinion. Thank you very much for your opinions. I'll try and write up a letter to the government. Maybe we could go for their, try and arrest them or something. But thank you very much for your
opinion.
for those who didn't agree with me. But thank you very much for sharing your opinions with me. So those who didn't agree with me, Mofanso, if you are your darling.
I'm
just trying to face reality. Like,
yes. If you're a realistic girl, thank you. You live long.
Realistic. Living long, she would live long because she's short.
If you have no comments, you live long. Don't mind him.
No comments. So
thank you very much, guys. Thank you for sharing your opinions with me. Again, Afro Lady, perfumes, bouquet, anything you want, please hit her up and then
wedding things.
And Cuckoo Giovanni also, and Obati also has a podcast coming up. Giovanni's podcast, please expect that as well. Olivia is drawing buildings for us. We look forward to seeing
Olivia is focusing on finishing her degree at the moment.
So if you want to support with money, you can pass it through me. The number is 0549208.
For project works,
please send the money to us. Let's finish it. Okay. So thank you guys very much. Thank you guys very much. I'll catch you again another time. Thank you for coming on.
Okay.
All right. Bye.
again, this is your boy Fifi Terrier, and this was episode 1 of Utopia. Next week, we'll talk about another very interesting and controversial topic. I hope to see you then.